When I do a 12-step call, there's three things that I want to try to get across to a guy that I'd like for him to understand when I leave there. One, I would like for him to understand that he's an alcoholic. I'd like to help him understand that the best I can. I'd like for him to know that. I would like to get it clearly established that he wants to stay sober. Hopefully forever. But he doesn't have to say that. But I want him to make as strong a commitment to wanting to stay sober as I can pull out of him. And the third thing I want to get across to him is that he can do that for one day at a time. If I can get that across to the person, school's out. That is all I want to get done. And then when I get him into a meeting, I want him to, well, surely I want him to get into a group where he's going to find what I've advertised. And that's why my group is so important to me. But when I get him into that, right off the bat, I don't want to get him into steps, and I don't want to get him into book. I want to get him into action. I tell you one other example. I thought it was just great. I was helping paint the building where we were meeting, and I was a boss man. I had two guys, one on either end of the building. It was really something. One of them was literally a brain surgeon. He was a neurosurgeon, and then the guy that was to be on the second ladder came in, and this guy walks in. Now, you've probably seen him, not him, but you've seen his double. He looked like a very poor replica of Columbo, the guy with the where you hid your booze, beer. And this guy comes in that old sagging trench coat, and I'm talking about crazy as a loon. I mean, that sucker was crazy. And he was just all over the place, fidgeting, jumping. And I said, come on in, you're in the right place. So he came in. I looked him over. I knew I didn't need to do any Freudian counseling on that guy. And I said, greeted him, and I said, you know how to paint? He said, paint? I said, yeah. Hell, you're a natural. The way you're shaking. And so... And he said, I'll try. And he was good, too. I mean, you didn't want to inspect it. But I said, can you climb that ladder? Oh, no. I said, come on, Neil, I'll catch you if you fall. Get on up there. So if you picture that big old hall about the size of this, and one end I got a neurosurgeon, and the other one, I got a guy just fell out of a spaceship or something. He was a bad-looking dude. What do you think the rest of that story is? One of those guys died drunk. One of them sober today. Well, the point is that don't much matter what you got. The neurosurgeon was trying to analyze the second step the last time I talked with him, with what the relative definitions of powerlessness and power meant. The other guy got out of his spaceship, and he went to painting. You know, it's that thing of intuitively knowing what to do. And you don't have to be a brain, just sort of try to do the right thing and try to do what makes sense. And sticking a paintbrush in that guy's hand was the most sensible thing for him to do. And Matt, he started to settle down. That guy is now 21 years sober, I believe it is. He got something else. He got graduated from the Duke University School of Psychiatric Nursing. He needed some kind of psychiatric stuff. Managed a psychiatric hospital for a long time. It's an amazing thing. So you just never know, but what you give to somebody is so important that they can connect to it. So very much oriented am I toward getting somebody active so that they start feeling a sense of getting connected, getting hooked in. And then we got the rest of our lives to plumb the depths of the program. But I want to get him into action first so he can start feeling decent about where he is and like he's in the right place.